Welcome to Imaginative Visions Journeys, where creators from the entertainment world discuss their journey to turning their dreams into reality with your host, Justin D. Williams.
Welcome to another edition of Imaginative Visions Journeys. This will also be on our other outlet, Otakus and Geeks. And we have director, writer, Simone Smith here talking about her new short film. Simone, how are you doing?
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Pleasure. And just first, I got to say, I love the short film. It was really good. And before we get into the dive, I just always like to get a little backstory on artists. Do you remember when you first fell in love with film and writing as well?
Really since a really young age, just my family just really loved films and we just watched films constantly from a really young age, probably as early as I can remember, really, 8 or something. I just remember watching these films and just seeing the credits roll at the end and just thinking who made this, you know, it was always quite mystifying, just all these people that were involved in a film. So it always just seemed like this mysterious kind of thing, you know, and I just felt like I just wanted to somehow be part of that creation, whatever they were doing. I remember there's all kinds of films. I'm into so many kinds of films, but I remember watching Alice in Wonderland and all that, you know, and Jaws, just all these epic kind of these big films that were just so kind of just got a reaction from me that I just loved. And I remember my mum getting me a director's chair at a really young age, and I just felt my mum got our first video camera and I just started making stuff with it and experimenting with the camera, and just trying all these different tricks and things like that, editing in the camera and that kind of thing. Growing up, I had no connection to the film industry or anything like that. I never went to film school. It was just my family were just obsessed with films, basically. And my mum was always reading books. And so there's always just this kind of chat about films and analysis of stories and characters. So I just love escaping into that world, or just as I got older, realizing that I'm actually exploring it, you know, deeper and just really into psychology and all of that. So it was just always part of kind of what I loved.
And let's talk about your new short film, Mobius. This was really good. First question I have about the film is, how did you come up, since you're the writer as well, how did you come up with the concept of this kind of family trip or ride to the wedding to hell? Because every four of these characters, everyone has some type of conflict or some type of issues. How did you come up with the script?
I came up with an idea years ago. I've made a few short films already, and they were always definitely dark, you know, more dark and more kind of subversive. And I was really into kind of metaphor and that kind of thing. The idea for the Mobius trip was this idea about just, I felt like there was this family in a car, but the car was in a kind of a purgatory. And so I just like this idea of just being in that space and this kind of contained prison-like space, and just thinking, wow, that would be a really great challenge. So aside from the sort of psychological aspect of it that was really interesting me, and exciting me, it was just this idea of putting them in a car. Because I never went to film school. My background's more art background. And I've done all kinds of jobs. Making films is really, for me, the learning, you know, just making them and putting them out there, and that's how I learn. So the idea of setting a film in a car was just how could I do that? I've never done that before. So I'll just put this family in this car, and then as I started writing it, it just evolved, and it was just this kind of, just this space that was just drawing out a lot of sort of subconscious rage, I think. And it was just, yeah, it was just, obviously there's like me in every character, because when you're writing, you're in every character, right? But I did feel like it was my family as well, in ways, you know, different members, different qualities. But my family are great. I love my family. And but yeah, like there is this kind of dysfunction, you know. And I think as well, when I was writing the film, I just had a baby, and you know, there was the pandemic and all that was going on at the time, so life definitely felt very kind of chaotic and primal and kind of mad, as you know, like how it was. But I already had this idea anyway, so it was just kind of, everything was just felt like it was aligned, you know, just to be making this film, that the family just really imploding within itself. And I just really had a lot of fun writing it. I loved, I found it really, it made me laugh, you know, writing it, which was nice. It was a nice feeling to feel this kind of catharsis as I was writing it, even though it isn't a comedy. But it definitely did give me a feeling of lightness as I was writing it, and especially, you know, with the mother in the film, and the character, and just her kind of, as she's sort of like trying to get out of it somehow, like trying to liberate herself from the madness, but not quite getting there. It was definitely a kind of an encapsulation of some difficulties that I was going through at the time, and it was just like medicine to just make this film, basically.
And one thing I really liked about the film was the fact that as you're watching it, like, it starts off with, you know, the daughter, everybody's trying to convince the daughter Benny's an asshole. Like, the whole family's just trying to, like, she's so hung up on this guy, and it was just like, he's an ass, he's a dick, okay, like you need to move on. And then it just goes into this complete chaos with the father, and he starts drinking. And then you pan to the mother, and they're going to a wedding. Everybody looks nice, but then you look at the mom, and I'm watching this. I'm just like, what's up with her hair? Why does she look like this? Aren't they going to a wedding? And then there's this complete scene of where you're just using, it's kind of like a hallucinatory, and just a whole bunch of color use, which I really like. Can you talk about that? And sorry, folks, no spoilers, by the way. But can you talk about this particular scene, especially with the use of colors, you know, from the directing side point of what inspired that?
Yeah, it's just funny when you're just talking about it, it's just making me laugh, because it's always good to hear people's responses, you know, just reactions to it, because everybody's just getting their interpretation. So it's always, I always love hearing people's sort of responses. that whole thing with Benny, you know, just before we get into all that kind of stuff with like colors and all that, but just it feels like they're all really projecting a lot of stuff, you know, onto each other, and not really dealing with it, none of them are actually dealing with anything like deeper, but it's like they're just dealing with all these other things. But for me, that is kind of like what it's about, is the fact that they don't deal with stuff, you know, like they're not dealing with anything. So as the journey sort of progresses and it goes into a much more chaotic, it just goes into total chaos, that is like, that for me is a symptom of what happens, you know, when you don't deal with stuff. Like your life kind of just sort of unravels, really. So the whole kind of like, yeah, the colours and all of that kind of stuff, like, yeah, that's just inspired by, how can I just, it's just ideas, it's just visions, it's images I have in my mind. It's like, I've gone, you know, I've experienced, you know, like, I've done loads of VJing, and like I used to VJ and all that, and I did a lot of that, a lot of video art and stuff like that. So I think a lot of that's in my kind of approach with things. Like, I really love video art. And obviously the film's about this hallucinogen, you know, they've taken in, cake and all that. So there's definitely experience, you know, like I have an understanding of what all of that can feel like, and what that can look like. So that's really where it comes from.
And also, you just alluded to the cake scene. I wanted to talk a little bit about that. With the son who like he bakes cakes, and the dad was making a comment. He's like, "Oh, my son bakes cakes." He's like, "I'm doing more than you are doing." Was there any like some type of I would say like kind of a deeper meaning with the cake? Because once the cake, they ate the cake, and then everything kind of just starts to really like hit the fan with that. Was there any like kind of deeper meaning for that particular scene?
Yeah, I mean, that was always the idea, probably when I started this whole thing, family in a car, and they're all just going to lose it, right? They're all just going to start tripping and everything's going to go crazy. So the cake, taking something was always needed to happen at some point. Like, that was going to be the kind of catalyst for just taking them into this upside down world kind of thing. But yeah, the cake is like a peace offering in a way. It feels like it's a way to sort of say, let's just slow everything down, you know, like we're a family, let's have cake and just be happy. And it's the only time really, and for me in the story, where they're actually like, oh, like, yeah, we're actually a family, and we're going to a wedding. So let's just come together, and they're all kind of together with that and connecting at that moment. And that's, but it's an illusion, really.
For what? Yeah.
It's an illusion. Yeah.
And you served as writer, directing, and I believe you edit as well. Which one were you considered to be the most challenging out of the three?
Oh, I mean, all of it is challenging in its own way. Like, it all has its challenges, and but I love every stage. I mean, the edit for sure. Like, I mean, I had so much footage. Like, I had so much great footage. It was really difficult to kind of try and like make choices and decide, because I mean the film could have went so many ways, so many directions, like but I felt like I never wanted it to feel like a straight linear, easy, accessible thing, you know. I'm not interested in films that are really just so kind of like clear-cut closed endings, there's the answer, a big, you know, like clear message at the end. I mean, I watch films like that and absolutely love what films like that sometimes, and I appreciate everything, but for me making films, I'm just interested in just really like trying new things and experimenting. So the edit for me is like, it's challenging, it's so challenging for me, but it's the best part in lots of ways, because that's really where the film really comes alive. Like, that's when the film really speaks to me, and it's like, what am I trying to do here? What is this? What am I trying to say? And but without being completely, what, without being expositional about it, like I really like the mystery and stories. So yeah, that was really like definitely sort of trying to get the framework of the film and try to like establish the sort of structure of the film. That I was going back and forwards, you know, because when you change the end, and you have to change the beginning, you're just constantly going back and forwards all the time. So that took me quite a long time to get there. And if I had like another 5 months or something to work on it, I probably would have continued editing it. Like, it would have been the Mobius trip, you know. It just went on and on and on. But I think having that experience though, where I've learned not to be rushing the edit, is really good, because I haven't rushed, you know, my previous short film, I didn't rush it. I took a wee bit longer, and with this I took a bit longer, but I probably could have went even longer. But I think it just needed to be finished, and I needed to just get it done and live with it, and kind of see the value in it, in the sense of like, I feel like when I watch the film, for instance, I'm always like learning from it as well, and I see things in it that I could go, what about that? What, and I remember this other footage that I had and all that. So it's interesting how the film just keeps kind of like changing and evolving in my mind as I watch it and when I'm seeing it at festivals and stuff like that. So I feel like it's got this kind of life for me, which interests me personally for future projects and things like that and sort of future ideas. But yeah, I mean, but the editing is absolutely the, I would say, the most challenging part, like, and especially when you don't have an editor to work with. I mean, even when you're working with an editor, it's still challenging. But to do it all on your own, you're just constantly having to keep changing perspective. You know, you're in the details and you're sort of really focused on all these wee technical things, and then you're having to constantly zoom out and look at the big picture, and you're kind of getting in and out. But I love that. It's kind of it's a bit of a masochistic kind of process, but I like that.
And what would you I have just like two more questions. First question will be, what would you hope the audience will take from the film?
I feel like this is kind of going back to what I was saying before, like, I don't really like to, I like to just sort of surrender that in a lot of ways, you know, when I'm making something, I just want to sort of surrender any kind of big thing, you know, that I need the audience to feel. I just hope that they can sense the truth underneath it, which is either like something about the mother and her trying to sort of break free from it and this kind of madness, but failing. And just to feel from it, like feel energy in it, you know, like feel the energy and the mood and the atmosphere, and just to feel that same kind of excitement that I have when I'm making it. So for me, it's like when I'm in the audience, if anybody comes out of it, like even just being in the audience and watching it with people, like it's really, I just love feeling kind of the energy in the audience, you know, and just them watching it and they're probably sitting going, what the fuck am I watching? Fuck is this? And that to me is great, because it's a short film and it's like I don't want to make boring films. I don't want to make banal, predictable films. I'm not interested in that. So to actually feel the audience being excited by it and feeling the truth under it as well is like, that's like my prayer. Like that's everything. And they'll come up and they'll say, and if people have approached me and said really like lovely things and all that, like and it's been great actually, the feedback. Yeah. Not for everyone. It's not for everyone. That's good. That's good for me. Like I'm not in it to sort of please everyone. So.
And the final question will be, from your first short film to now, what do you think you've picked up in terms of your artistry, whether it will be in your writing style or your directing style, and also where can people follow you and keep up to date with your releases, if there's like a social media you can plug in and that?
Great. Yeah, I mean, I'm just really kind of at the moment, yeah, I'm just really enjoying sort of where my skill level's been sort of moving. I feel like my skill set's increasing all the time with everything that I'm making, because I have literally like, I kind of wear most of the hats in the process, and that's how I've learned. So I'm just really like, I'm really excited about future projects, because now with the experiences that I have, personal experiences and where I'm at now and all that in my life, I'm a mum now, I've got a wee boy, and future films that I'm writing now, like my next feature film, for instance, a couple of feature films, I'm really kind of exploring. One of them, I'm really exploring motherhood, and the other one's sisterhood. So these are like aspects of my life that I'm just sort of very interested in and sort of like exploring and sort of looking at, like, I'm really interested in spirituality and Carl Jung and sort of like, you know, going facing yourself and your sort of darker version of yourself and sort of alchemizing parts of yourself. So I feel like the Mobius trip from my first short film and all of it, I feel like everything's just been a journey towards the features, really, and kind of where I'm going. And they're absolutely, they're going to take elements, and there's definitely similar themes that are going to be coming through in the features. So yeah, my first, my next features that I'm writing just now, It's Too Late, You Can't Save Me and Until She Bleeds, they are, I'm being sort of supported with by Screen Scotland and Short Circuit, which is like the BFI network in Scotland. So I'm just, yeah, I'm working on those. And yeah, and you can find my work on simonesmith.org and also on Instagram, simone_moon_girl. But you'll just, yeah, Simone Smith, just easy. Just look me up.
Thank you very much, Simone. It's been a pleasure.
You're so welcome. Thanks so much.
Thank you for joining us for Imaginative Visions Journeys. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from Imaginative Visions, you can visit imaginativevisions.com.